the
musk.
Yeah.
See, they take those musk out. Mm-hmm.
Well, they just, when they're...
And they're miles, just like a cat.
Uh-huh. Well, are they friendly? Once
yes.
you get them, if you get them younger?
Yes, they
make it. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and just hops along the ground?
A toad frog.
And what do you call one that lives in the water?
Well, they are different ones. Now, there's bullfrogs that live in the water. And these little spring frogs like water.
Well, now, is a spring frog smaller than a bullfrog?
Oh, yeah, you don't go about this big.
Well, those are little green ones.
And brown ones.
Yeah.
I like, he don't like to hear them holler, I do.
Well, now, so then a spring frog and a, what do you call
bullfrog.
Them? A tree frog? A
tree frog.
And that's the same thing as
yeah.
a green frog. What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they're fishing?
Call them worms. Well, the angle worms, they're different worms. The ones we dig, we just say go dig some earthworms.
Well, now, do you have a particular name for particularly large worms that are used for bait?
I don't know if there's any names. The angle worms, they're long. But these you dig, do you know all about like that? They grow big.
Now, that's the earthworms?
Earthworms. They're not red wigglers. Pink, Louisiana pinks, or those kind of stuff.
Louisiana pink.
Yeah, but you get them out there in the yard, you can go out there and dig them as big as your finger, and that long, you can get three or four baits.
I was talking to a man from Louisiana, and he said there wasn't such thing as Louisiana pinks.
Well, no, but a man from Louisiana bred those worms.
Uh-huh.
And that's why they were called Louisiana
worms. Louisiana pinks. They are sort of a pink, have a pink hue color.
I can't stand in that.
I don't like have anything to do with any of them.
I've dug 10,000 of those other new fish went fishing. Used to go fishing. The railroad used to have a seaboard, used to have two tanks.
Uh-huh.
Well, the well, my daddy's well furnished water to both of them. Just without any pump or anything.
Uh-huh.
But the railroad, the seaboard dug a hole down there and they put a pump house over there. After they put on so many trains, they would keep their tank dry.
Yeah.
Well, they had that big hole of fish in it. And we were down there fishing one day, me and the car inspector's wife. And the brakeman or flagman or somebody walked along beside the train. One of those refrigerator doors flew open and knocked that man. He rolled him right down, he bursted his brains out.
Oh, my Lord.
We were across the hole on the other side, sitting on a log.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the water was fresh all the time.
Uh-huh.
We were over there fishing. She ate them, I didn't. Because I wouldn't eat them just come out of there. But she liked them. We were fishing. Kill that man and roll him right down there.
Good Lord,
how
terrible.
I have two sins.
I don't blame you. That must have been an awful experience. How old were you when that
just
happened?
Just a kid.
Uh-huh.
Just about 12, 13.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Lightning bug. Firefly. But we call them lightning bugs.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filthy wings and it usually flies around the world?
Mosquito hawk.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks kind of like a wasp?
A dirt gobbler.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Well, there's several kinds. There's chufas. Chufas and peanuts.
Well, now, what's the difference between chufas and peanuts?
Well, chufas grow in a bunch and looks like grass. You put them about this big.
Are
they plant them for the hog.
Uh-huh.
And I eat them too. I used to.
Well, they taste like peanuts?
They know they tasted like nuts. So. They didn't taste like a peanut at all.
Well, do you have to shell them like you did?
No, you just wash them and eat them.
Uh-huh. I don't think I've ever seen any chufas either.
Some of this nut grass I just got them nuts on. They call it nut grass. It grows.
Well, now can you eat those nuts?
Yes,
too?
You can eat them. They grow about this big, but they're in bunches.